citizens, and our expectations that there will be other enforcement efforts comparable to what we did today will, over the long term, result in a reduction in gang activity. Gang activity, like many other types of crime, can sometimes be cyclical in nature, and also it is important to note that you cannot arrest your way out of a gang problem. It requires the involvement of the entire community, as the county attorney referred to, but with effective law enforcement and use of the task forces, such as the one that we announced today, we can leverage each other's strengths and hopefully keep things at a level where other community resources can truly come to bear and eradicate gang and gang violence. I don't know if you want to comment on anything more on that, Mark.
Yeah, my feeling is that today is a good step at taking care of some of the leadership, which has always been our focus. Our next step is to continue to disrupt activities from this group or any other group that may be operating in town while we start working on the process of eliminating your ability to recruit. Over the last year, not only has this been going on, this investigation been going on, a lot of people in this room and elsewhere have been putting time into starting to think about how we can address gang recruitment in schools, ammunition shops, at the skate park, wherever they might have. And that's really going to be where the focus needs to go. You can't do any of that unless you take care of the top end, like we did on this operation, hopefully. But the next step is to disrupt gang.
Could the Grand Island Police Chief perhaps talk a little bit about when the start of this gang situation really got going and how big of a problem it really became for the community and surrounding area?
For the average citizen in Grand Island, it's probably not a major issue, but for those people who have been affected by it, it's really important. But they are